share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Malaysians from all across the country have stepped up to provide aid to those in need. Local brands have also started to get involved in the flood relief aid and have provided necessary items as well as financial aid out of their own goodwill. Recently, a video on TikTok highlighted the generosity and goodwill of Malaysians. The TikTok video, which was posted by Naroshini Manikumar, detailed her experience of being stuck in a traffic jam for over 18 hours on Saturday, the 18th of December, due to the floods that devastated many parts of the country. As explained by Naroshini, who is a makeup artist, she and her friend were headed towards Elmina, Selangor for their last makeup booking session of the year. Things took a turn for the worse as they found themselves stuck in a traffic jam that was not budging at all. Naroshini told World of Buzz that the jam was located towards Bukit Jelutong and that it started at 1 p.m. on Saturday and ended the next day at 8 a.m. After being stuck for an hour without any movement, everyone started to turn off their cars and go out to inspect what was causing the traffic jam. Nobody knew what was happening except for those in the front. Then a few lorry drivers told us that the toll was flooded and that even the lorries couldn't go through. She added, https://world.buzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2021/12/jam2.mp4. Malaysians were so generous. As traffic was at a standstill, according to Naroshini, an uncle started selling snacks from his van, such as karapaks and popcorns. I think he knew that we have been stuck for 4 hours by then and people would be hungry, she said. https://world.buzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2021/12/van.mp4. She also mentioned that many people begun to collect whatever snacks they had in their cars and place them in the middle of the highway, so that anyone who is hungry can come by and take them. Naroshini also recalled that she had seen a lady with her son carrying food containers, and upon being asked, they revealed that a catering service van had begun to distribute food to whoever needed it, as it was also stuck in the traffic and unable to deliver the food to its intended destination. I took two packets, one for me and my friend, which consisted of rice, chicken, vegetable and sambal. It was the best meal ever because we were super hungry. Thank you to the stranded catering service van. Spending a night in the car. As nightfall came around, Naroshini said that everything was dark and that there were no lights as it continued to rain heavily. We slept most of the time and could not leave the vehicle due to the heavy rain. She explained that the next day, the rain stopped at around 7:30 a.m. which meant that water began to recede and that lorries and SUVs were able to make their way to the toll. I couldn't wait any longer and decided to put my trust into my Myvi. We managed to cross the toll to the other side, and the first thing we did was to park at the petrol station to go to the toilet. As a parting note, Naroshini said that the lesson she learned from the experience was to always carry adult diapers wherever she goes, as in times like this, even those without bladder control issues would face problems. Moments like these show the goodwill of our fellow Malaysians, and we could not be any prouder of those who have stepped up to help feed those who are in need. Watch the full video below. At Naroshini Manikumar, stranded for 18 hours, thanks to the flood. Stay safe, you guys. #Banjir2021. Musical note: intense Hollywood movie-style trailer music, Shota Lo Matsumoto. Also read, unsung hero drives from Malacca to Puchong with boat on roof of his Viva to rescue flood victims. Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.